Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellison. It is Wednesday, June 12th, 2013. How y'all
Episode doing? 9.07. We're calling it the NFL News and Mini Camps.
It's NFL News Blitzed, Steven, because we got so much to talk about and so little time, so we're going to have to talk twice as fast.
Well, come on, don't lie to the people. We're actually spending the majority of the show talking about Tim Tebow.
This actually is the Tim Tebow
and
show.
And signing with the New England Patriots.
Yes, there is nothing else that we're going to talk about for this entire
show.
Well,
that's because all you wanted.
What?
We put
that's
on Facebook.
That's all anybody wants. I put on Facebook. And your best questions answered here.
And the majority of them.
What would you say, 75%?
70-80%.
80%? Tim Tebow. Including, Tim Tebow. Like, Ed. And yeah. Ed is not a Tebow guy.
No, he isn't.
It's like, if clearly all y'all want to talk about Tim Tebow
that
for the next 75 minutes, that's what we got to do.
Bring it!
What if they stop listening?
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Get your facts straight.
Well, hopefully they continue to listen because seriously.
We were lying.
Would we ever do 75 minutes on just Tim Tebow?
Sure, the NFL Network would. Sure, ESPN would.
Well, definitely.
Sure, ESPN. CBS Sports Network would.
They probably
sure,
would.
NBC Sports Network would.
Yes.
Sure, Fox 1 coming soon to a big screen near you.
Fox 1?
Would
One?
Do that. Fox 1
I'm gonna
Sports.
Go get a job with them.
Sure. Who have we left out?
I don't know.
NBC?
No. Sky Sports?
ABC. Well, that's ESPN.
Yeah, that
so,
is.
So Sky it. Sports? No, Sky Sports wouldn't do 75 wouldn't minutes on Tebow. They would if we told them.
Yeah.
If we told them that Tebow was back in the news, they would have us in the studio. Yes,
just
like
that.
That.
Yeah, which, you know, we need to talk to them about studio time and whether we're going to be working this
Richard
NFL season.
We know where you live.
And
I'm going to text them. I'm texting him tonight.
Okay. So, no, we're going to barely glance on Tebow. We're basically going to give you enough to make sure that you can talk to your mom about Tim Tebow.
Is that because, what we're doing?
Well, all of us have moms. I mean, not all of our moms are with us,
yeah.
But we all have moms.
Yeah.
And the one thing about our moms is that we frequently, as guys at least, don't have a lot to talk about with them because we don't maybe watch Dancing with the Stars
right.
or the Voice or America's Got Talent or something like that. So we don't have a lot to talk about with them. But Tim Tebow, mom loves to talk about Tim Tebow. So
my mom hates Tim Tebow.
That's fine, but she'd talk to you about why she hates him.
No, not really.
She'd just drop it. Drop it.
She'll be like, mijo, ¿cómo están los Cowboys?
Get your facts straight.
Speaking of my mom, she will be here in a couple of weeks.
Woohoo! Party with Yoli!
My mom and my sister and her family will be joining
Let
us.
Let me bartend.
You're going to bartend what?
For your family.
When?
One night.
Okay.
Let me do it.
You're going to come over here and bartend?
Yes.
While we do what? Just sit around?
And have fun.
Okay.
And the kids will all be in the pool. I won't be lifeguard.
You won't be allowed to come out from behind the bar.
No, I'll be stationed back there. You'll have to let me puff on a pipe. But I have to have a tip jar. But besides that, I mean, I know your family, so I'm not sure that I'll get anything, but you got to at least let me have a tip jar.
You can have a tip jar, but I seriously doubt anything's going in the tip jar.
I think Emma might come up and give me a dollar to give her a popsicle or something.
So you're going to run into the house, too, and get us stuff and bring us stuff out.
Absolutely, man. The best bartenders in the world have what you want at the ready before you even know you want it.
Yes.
And that's what I love about a great
and
bartender.
And they wear bikinis. And they work at the all-adult pool at the Wynn Entourage Resort in Las Vegas.
Given as I have encountered that scenario, I will just use my imagination.
You have not been?
No, I have not been a guest of the Wynns. I have been to the Wynn and watched some NFL action there.
Yeah.
I may have played a hand of $50 blackjack.
Wow.
But it's a rather intimidating environment.
High rollers. It's a high roller place.
Exactly.
Yes.
And if you know anything about me, you know that I've usually burned through my money so fast that I can't be a high roller.
Have you visited any establishments this week?
Sure.
And how did it go?
Badly.
So definitely 100% not Steven Miranda's fault.
Oh, absolutely. That was the first question the missus asked me yesterday. was Steven with you? And I said, no. And that's good. Yeah. So I'm going to be taking a little break.
Yeah.
Because I just don't have any more money to burn.
Right.
That's all there's to it.
Yeah.
And when you get to that point, you're done.
And you can no longer blame me either.
And I can't blame you. I wasn't hoping to be able to blame you. I really wasn't. But okay. Given the choices of blame Steven, make money, blame Steven, don't make money, blame Steven, make money, you know, I'd rather blame Steven and make money.
Okay.
But if I can't blame Steven, I just got to say I'm shooting craps right now. And I'm shooting crap. I'm crapping out time I turn around. Then that's all. So the point was, doing, great bartenders. I want to bartend for your family. Your mom's coming. I couldn't be happier.
All right.
So this is Tim Tebow talk. Here's all you need to know for those of us that have a limited relationship with their mothers. This is something of pop culture-ness that you can talk about because this really isn't NFL related. As much as the NFL and CBS, NBC, ESPN would all like to make it seem like it's NFL related, it's not. And I would point you to a photo that was on USA Today's cover. Another evidence that it's not an NFL story is when it makes the cover of USA Today.
Yeah.
There was, I counted, Stephen, over 40 heads surrounding Mr. Tebow with the cameras and the microphones in his face. Over 40.
Yeah, that's not going to go over very well.
In camp. And I said this, I coined a new term. I coined a new term. Whose team is this, the New England Patriots?
Mr. Kraft's.
Oh, come on. He's the owner.
Well, it's his team.
Day-to-day operationally, whose team is this?
This is Bill Belichick.
And?
Bill Belichick.
And Tom Brady.
Okay,
right?
I was going to say Tom Brady, but it is Bills and Bills. But, Bills. Look, Tom's not looking over his shoulder.
I'm calling him Brady Chick. Okay? Because they're one mind.
Brady Chick.
That would be Giselle Bundchen,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, Brady's chick would be Giselle Bundchen.
Hello.
Hey, Giselle.
How you doing?
All right. So, Brady Chick would not stand for the circus that is now in town.
Oh, circus coming to town.
Oh, no, circus in town. Circus been in town. Yeah. The photo is there, USA Today cover, to prove it. The 40 heads that I could count in a cropped shot.
Yeah.
Okay? And there's guys, you know some of these guys. They're 4 feet tall.
Right.
So you're like, oh, there's a piece of hair. There's one. There's another. And so it was a throng of humanity, the likes of which you don't see aside from a Super Bowl, Stephen, with microphones in the face. And as Jordan's telling me this, I think he broke the news to me. And I said, no, this is not possible. For the very reason I said Bill Belichick would not permit the circus to come to town.
It's in town.
And Jordan's like, what circus? I'm like, I'm sorry. I know you were away at college last year, boy. But the fact is, you know the circus that always accompanies Tim Tebow. Well, you just control it. You can't control the circus that is Tim Tebow. You can't. It is nigh possible to control, Stephen.
Yeah.
And he didn't believe it. He says Bill Belichick could control it. I'm like, no, you can't. When there's
not really.
You really can't. He enters you into a completely different realm. And so, sure enough, out comes his photo. I sent it to Jordan at work today. And his response was, well, good. That means less people talking smack about the Cowboys.
He always spins it. Always spins it around.
Now the fact
the
that
Cowboys.
I was able to complete that story while wondering what the f you're doing.
I am.
What did you
looking.
Misplace? Steven has been basically trying to distract me, trying to make this show.
No,
suck.
You actually.
And so I've been keeping my composure while he's been looking like he basically lost his head. He's walking around looking for his head, which, by the way, is firmly attached to your shoulders.
Jeffrey, you did a great job. I want to commend you.
For not breaking my train of thought.
For doing a great job.
While Stephen was looking for his phone, apparently.
I was looking for my iPhone. Because there is a certain something. That I'm not just looking for it just to where's
hey,
my
Jeff's
iPhone.
Hey, Jeff's talking. I might as well look for my phone.
Yes. I'm trying to get the text I got from Nacho.
But people appreciate that you didn't interrupt me.
Yeah, I did.
In that whole thing. But that's because you were looking for your phone. lest anybody think that really Steven was just being polite.
I'm the one who interrupts.
No,
you.
I am known as Steventus interruptus. Steven, there's actually a sexual term that you can go and look up.
Really,
Steventus interruptus.
All right, I
and
will.
It's got a photo of me.
I will look
which
up.
Which is really
that
term. Sad.
Well, just as I'm reading the fact online.
Right.
That Tebow
is now a New England Patriot. We haven't said it outright. Now we have.
Wow. Seriously? Question mark, exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point.
Oh, is this
point.
Nacho?
Tebow to Patriots? Question mark, question mark. He'll get cut when it's time to reduce the roster to 53. And that's a Patriots fan.
Yeah, no, there's very few Patriots fans that I've met that are happy about this.
Yeah.
For the very simple reason of probably the photo on USA Today, which is
yeah.
Bill Belichick runs a system. I won't call it Bradychek. Bill Belichick runs a system that is so disciplined where there's – you've seen the signage everywhere in their meeting rooms and stuff, which is nothing leaves this place. There is no distraction. There basically is no I in team. No one is larger than the team. And Tim Tebow doesn't think he is, but the fact is he is – the who's the guy who the Pied Piper? He's the Pied Piper to the drone media.
I'm trying to find the circus thing. I don't have it. Do you have it?
Probably can if you just be patient while you continue to talk. So
well, and here's why I'm talking about the circus. First of all, Belichick. I'm not sure why they made this move. Now Belichick gave absolutely no indication today when talking to the media as how they were going to use Tim Tebow. But the fact that Tim Tebow is going to be a quarterback. Now.
Did you see the press conference?
No.
It was classic. Was Jeff it? Could have done it. I could have done it.
Could you have been the Bill Belichick?
I could have been Bill Belichick. It was so painfully difficult and curt and terse.
Anything we do, and I quote, I'm quoting Belichick now, anything we do is in the best interest of the team. Tim's a talented player that works hard, so we'll see how it goes. Boom. Drop a microphone, walk off the stage.
He was on stage a lot longer than that, just because I saw it. I don't have the carousel. My bad.
That's all right. That's
but
all
right. No, but he was there. Steve,
I'm
so
looking
I saw
at that picture that you're talking about. There's a whole lot more than 40 people.
As I said, it was cropped. And I counted 40 from the cropping picture. If I wasn't sure, I didn't count them.
Okay, first of all, now I'm just going to
doesn't
talk
this
to,
look like
I'm going to talk to the New England Patriots
if
PR
O.J.
department.
Simpson came out today and had a press conference, would there be a throng this big of
no,
media?
It's O.J. Simpson.
Okay, but no, but I'm saying that would bring out a lot of because the whole TMZ paparazzi land.
I don't know.
Okay, it's bad it's example. Then give me somebody, Steven, who is notoriously famous.
When Chad Ochocinco probably gets out of jail, which we'll talk about in a minute.
No, there'll be 12 people at most.
Really?
At most. Somebody that will
he's
draw
that
a crowd.
Bad.
No, nobody cares anymore. He's that okay. Yesterday.
Right.
Somebody currently. Lindsay Lohan get out of jail again? Maybe. What would draw a crowd like this?
I don't know. Nothing.
President Obama steps out of his motorcade.
Well, he's the president of the United States.
Right, so he steps out of his motorcade.
Yeah.
You might get a crowd like this to gather around and want to hear what he has to say and stick a microphone in his face and cameras everywhere and touch, shake hands with the president. You know, I'd like a chance to shake hands with the president.
Okay.
That'd be pretty cool.
All right.
So the Pope, you know, I'm like, we're up there
where
in some company.
Where are you going, buddy? Get where you're going because I need to make my point finally.
My point is, who is this guy that
he's
has
a backup quarterback?
He's the backup to the backup.
Yeah.
Am I mistaken?
That's all he is.
Okay, he's a third string quarterback.
Apparently, he sells a lot of papers and
he sells a lot of jerseys.
And he gets a lot of eyeballs.
And he is the most popular player in the NFL if you were to do a survey.
Yeah.
So we give you all that. But he ain't the president.
Yeah.
He ain't the Pope.
Well, all I'm
your
saying,
point
I'm looking
was,
at the picture and I need is the PR staff for the New England Patriots. Will probably never talk to me again, but that's all right.
They've never talked to us before, Steven.
They actually have talked to me.
Okay.
On the field at Super Bowl. But here you go. You have to put Tim Tebow with his back to something.
Oh, yeah.
You can't allow him
get behind
to
him.
It's like
just
four
encircle
deep
him.
Behind him and probably 4 or 5 feet deep in front of him and all around.
Oh, dude, it's 15, 20 feet in front of him because they have booms that are going further than that.
I mean, I'm just talking about deep of people.
Oh.
There's probably 5 people in front of him.
Wow, the picture I saw, there was at least 8 deep in front of him and 5 behind him.
Okay, well, this one that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, but this is my point. Is and your point
is that it. First of all, it's not safe.
Safety first on NFL rants and raves.
Yeah, but as we're and we'll get to Tony Romo in a minute. Apparently, the media it just don't matter.
Apparently, the media don't matter.
Don't matter for the media. Just let them trample each other and kill each other. That's quite all right. But usually, a player has his back to
a wall,
or there is
a large security,
a couple security guys that you know, don't get behind him. That's all I'm saying. And because in this picture, it looks like he's about to get eaten.
But you know what? He is a lamb to the slaughter, and that is a metaphor that he would be comfortable with. And again,
let me give you, if I might, the full details of his contract real quickly, and then we'll move on because we don't want to make this to Tim Tebow.
This is Tebow talk for Mom.
Okay, Mom, what you need to know is that he will earn $500,000 if he participates in 60% of the plays in 2014. But he is getting $2 million if he's on the field for 80% of the offensive snaps and the Patriots win 10 games or make the postseason. So he can earn $2 million, but all he is getting in base, $630,000.
Which you and I would agree is not chump change.
It's not, but it's a lot for
a third-string quarterback. Now, it was announced originally when the story broke that he signed a contract with zero guaranteed dollars. And that is still true. He has to make the 53-man roster.
Yes, he won't get that money unless
Steven, as I said to the boy, who was still dumbfounded that this happened.
No!
I said, why did this happen? I said, because you're missing the whole thing. And he's like, well, obviously Josh McDaniels. I said, thank you.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels. I'm just, this is Tim Tebow talk for Mom.
Okay, Josh.
We're filling in the
gap.
The
guy who drafted him in Denver. For those who don't know.
Right. He drafted him he moved up in the draft, traded away a boatload of draft picks to take Tim Tebow in the first round of the 2010 NFL New Player Draft.
He's still trying to show to the world that was an okay move?
Well, somewhere, he's got dirty pictures on Bill Belichick.
Is that what it is?
How else do you get Bill Belichick to agree to this? You're the offensive coordinator, and so I want this guy? Okay, fine.
You don't think
just manage it?
Convinced him?
I'll be Belichick. You be I'm Belichick, and you be –
I'll be McDaniels?
McDaniels. Joshy.
Coach, we really need to consider bringing Tim Tebow into the team.
Yeah, not going to happen.
But, Coach?
Yeah.
As the offensive coordinator, I feel I can utilize this guy's strengths and his talents. And with the loss of Wes Welker, I think he will help.
Josh.
Yes.
Hell of a football player. Hell of a young man.
Yes, sir.
Don't need the distraction.
What if we can minimize the distraction, sir?
All right, it's your call.
You're going to let me bring him on the team?
You manage the distractions.
I will.
If this rolls on to me, I'll kill you.
See, Josh is dead apparently then because it immediately.
Day one, fail. I don't know what Belichick said, but at best the conversation went like that.
Yeah.
At best.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, it had to come down to
I'll leak the pictures.
Look, Coach, I'm the offensive coordinator. You put me in that role, and to quote Bill Parcells, if you're gonna make me do the cooking, then you better let me do some of the shopping.
Yes.
And this guy I want. And Belichick's, you're right, you're my offensive coordinator, and I think you're a damn fine one, otherwise you wouldn't be here, so I'm gonna listen to you on this.
Yeah. There's no room on the roster for
a 53rd guy that's not going to play.
Well, and mostly because the New England Patriots very rarely, I can't even tell you when the last time, they kept three quarterbacks
on
the 53.
They don't keep three quarterbacks.
They never do. They almost never do.
But they say he's a quarterback. This is really confusing.
Yeah. I'm with Nacho. Nacho's original
He ain't making
text.
The 53.
He's not making the 53, and if he does, he is going to see even more limited action than he did in New York.
The biggest reason he was brought to New York was to put butts in the seat at New Meadowlands Stadium. Okay. Woody Johnson has all but said that.
It worked for,
a week.
I was giving him 3 weeks. So.
I don't know. Yeah, and then once the curiosity factor wore off and the curiosity became, why is this team so god-awful?
Yeah, bad, yeah.
Then it became a different question. So that is the official end of Tebow Talk. We're sorry we couldn't fill 75 minutes with it, but we know all of you are shouting sighs of relief collectively. We've got a Humnumbers update, Steven.
No more Humnumbers.
What?
For those of you who have just started listening to the show and don't know what a Humnumber is, it is our acronym for He Who Must Not Be Named.
Right.
Humnumber.
And it's H-W-N-M-B-N. And then we add the A from named, named to make it more pronounceable. Humnumber. Because otherwise it's and it just hangs there forever.
Right.
So this gives it some closure. Humnumba. And so over the years, people that have been humnumbered. Stop it.
Humnumba.
Stop it.
All right. You're saying ba, and it's
humnumba. Humnumba. What is it?
Humnumba.
Humnumba.
Humnumba. There you go.
But I've always said humnumba.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm just now catching you.
You're kind of killing my buzz.
Sorry.
I'll work on it because it's important.
It is.
It's an important part of our culture here at NFL
He
Rants
Who Must
Raves.
Not Be Named.
And, historically, we've had what, four guys that have been Humnumba?
T.O.'s been twice.
T.O. is the only one to make it twice.
Right.
Congratulations.
Brett Favre was once.
Brett Favre was definitely there. And by definition, He Who Must Not Be Named, these are not bad guys per se.
No.
But these are guys who are in the news for reasons not related to playing football. And right. By the way, they don't play football anymore.
That's correct.
That's what. So if you dominate the news cycle, see, in all good purposes, Tim Tebow should be humnumba.
Right.
Humnumna.
Well, he was when he was released by the Jets.
Yes.
But now,
but now
he's back
a Patriot.
Playing football.
So he's no longer humnumna because he must be named because he is dominating the media and he's got a team that he's on.
Yes.
So unfortunately, the Patriots made it difficult for us to – it's not a hard form to fill out the unhumnine. It's not a difficult form. There's just one checkbox and you erase it. The check that was there because we do everything here in pencil.
Right.
So you just erase the check that says this guy is in the media for the wrong reasons and he doesn't play anymore. So you just erase it and then it's good and he's back and you can talk about him. But some guys, it's just for newsworthy purposes, Terrell Owens. Now he was unhumnumbered because he was with the Seattle Seahawks last year.
The minute they released him in training camp, he went back to humnumbered.
See, that's
status.
The thing. When you're a humnumna, you are walking a wafer thin line.
Wafer thin.
Wafer. Wafa. Wafer. If you're going to get on me about my buh, you're going to get on me. I'm going to get on you about your wafer.
It's not wafer?
Wafer.
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 It's wafer thin.
It's wafer. Wafer.
Oh, wafer. Okay, wafer.
Wafer thin. They're walking a wafer thin line of immediately going back because if you get released, and you came off the list and then we had to check that box with an eraser and then we have to check it again. Trust me.
Yeah.
We're all too eager because the form's
Can
already filled out.
Can we officially mark the checkbox in ink now? I don't think it's going to be
for T.O.? Nice.
Basically, the reason T.O.'s in is because he's saying that
he went on NFL
no one's
AM.
Called him.
He went on NFL AM on NFL Network.
Yeah.
Now, is that not reason enough to say there's not a lot going on in the NFL? That Tim Tebow would dominate all news stations and non-sports related ones, USA Today cover. There apparently isn't a lot going on in the world.
Well, USA Today has a pretty predominant sports section.
I like their head NFL writer. Yeah. Good guy. Yeah. Hung out with them. And their sports page is good because it covers the nation, and that's nice, and there's not many.
Right.
In fact, I think it's the only sports page that covers the nation.
Sure.
It's not like the Wall Street Journal has a good sports section.
No.
Okay?
Well, they care about the business side of sports.
Oh, absolutely. Right. But I'm just saying, as far as a sports page, it's going to tell you about the NBA Finals, the NHL Finals, what's going on in the
How
NFL.
How about those Spurs, man?
How about those Spurs?
If they can win two more in San Antonio and not go back
to
Miami.
If you're going off topic to the Spurs, the Angels actually won today, which, you know, it's a miracle.
I'm done.
Okay, fine, but just let me have the moment. We won a game.
Have your moment.
We won a game. Yay for us. So back to Humnumbas. T.O. went on NFL AM because there's nothing going on, apparently.
Yeah.
And said no one has talked to him since he was released by the Seahawks. And I think that's an exaggeration, but I think what he meant was no team, because I'm sure someone's talked to him. In fact, the producer of NFL AM probably talked to him to hook it up.
I'm pretty sure he meant that he had gotten no interest and no calls from teams.
So,
but
that being said,
he wanted to say, I can still play.
I'm still here.
I got a lot left in the gas tank.
That's right. And why, if anybody would pick up the phone, because he drives a car.
Okay.
And on the Humnumda follow-up, Chad Johnson, formerly Ocho Cinco, formerly Johnson, is doing time right now in the county jail.
Yes, Chad Johnson basically got...
I can't put anything in their hands. We're too stupid.
Given 30 days in jail because he violated his probation from, you know, when that he got put on for
the domestic assault.
Domestic assault on Evelyn Lozada. He quote, and I quoted this on our website, he quote, he said, in pleading to the judge who threw him in jail, he's like, my life is in shambles right now, and I try my best to laugh and keep a smile on my face. That's what he told her after she said she was not going to accept his plea bargain.
Well,
because he smacked his attorney on the buttocks when she said, Mr. Johnson, do you understand the plea that you're entering in? And apparently he got all happy. And you know,
he had a celebration.
And instead of just saying, yes, ma'am, I understand, he smacked his attorney on the buttocks.
Well, he thought it'd be poor form to high five in front of the judge.
Right, right.
So he did it privately, because the judge isn't looking at his attorney's backside.
All right, and I'm sorry. I'm saying that he smacked his attorney. He kind of lightly tapped him on the buttocks.
It was a high five, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was what players do on the football field.
Nice job. Nice play. Good play.
I just said, isn't it ironic that a guy who was often penalized for excessive celebrations after scoring touchdowns on the football field now has to spend 30 days in jail for excessive celebration in the courtroom?
After review, the ruling on the field stands.
Yeah, dude, you got trouble with it as a player. You get in trouble with it in your personal life.
At first, I thought, "Wow, that's harsh." She was all ready to accept the plea bargain.
I thought she was being mean until somebody named Stephen Miranda had told me that there's
a
contract.
Well, I had to do
here.
Some little research, because I was like,
they show her and him, and it's just like,
we do not have time for this kind of silliness.
She's just being mean to him.
Well, no, but see, I had to do some research to find out that there's got to be something else going on, because that's just wrong. You're getting ready to accept the plea bargain.
Can't throw a guy in jail.
Yeah, because he smacked his attorney. Well, he's done this before in a court.
But she was so mean to him. She's like, Mr. Johnson, what goes on here is not a joking manner and is in no way humorous. I don't find it humorous. It's like, wow, what a bitch. I just can't believe that this woman's a judge.
Judge Kathleen McHugh said that he was acting like a clown, and it wasn't the first time he has done so in her courtroom.
Ding, 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 ding,
and
ding,
that's
ding,
the
ding,
problem.
Ding.
It's not that just, you know, he did it, he clowned around. It's like, okay, you're not taking this seriously.
It's not
joke.
That Chad proposed to a cheerleader on the sideline, and that was all he had ever done.
Right. He had done it again before in her courtroom, and sometimes enough is enough. Right?
Sometimes you need to stop beating the dead horse.
There you go, Jeff. Sometimes
perhaps,
you do. Perhaps.
Just perhaps. Especially if it's going to result in time in jail.
Yeah, 30 days.
Incarceration is not something I wish on anybody.
In that instance, you say, yes, ma'am, I totally understand this plea bargain.
And by the way, I'm calling you ma'am out of respect. If you'd like me to call you sir, I'll call you sir. If you want me to call you Sir Winston Churchill.
Then you walk out of the courtroom and you smack
Then
the
you smack one in
the
butt, but you probably wanted to high five, and you can do that then.
You can
then.
Do that too.
The ability to delay gratification is one of the hallmarks of maturity, friends.
And so there
and
you go.
And you can't, because you're Chad Johnson.
Yeah. And as I said in my little write-up of his quote, there was a time I used to feel sorry for Chad. I was just like, people don't get him, people don't understand him.
He's just fun. It's like, he's a fun-loving guy.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to know.
Does he have a mature streak in him?
You got to know when it's okay and when it's not okay.
When it's children, we permit it.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to be a grown up. You got to know when to call it and to reel it in and to control yourself. Yeah.
So there you go. Chad's going. He's in jail. He's already day three of his 30 days. So there you go. All right, Jeffrey, some sad news. Since we last recorded, we have to say that we lost a great ex-footballer. Deacon Jones passed away. And
I always admired him in the greatest way, Stephen.
Yeah.
There was the fearsome foursome when I grew up, when I came in, when the NFL became on my radar. All there was Los Angeles Rams.
Back when you were a Rams fan.
Oh, this is the earliest days, Stephen, of being a Rams fan. There really there were no Raiders to contend with. They hadn't come to L.A. from Oakland yet. So this was a Rams city, okay? Everything north of San Clemente up to through Seattle, Washington, because I don't even think the Seahawks existed yet. You were a Rams fan.
Yeah.
And – you were a Rams fan with great respect because
I would say, you know, I'd stop at like, you know, before the
Bay Area. Sure, they had a couple teams. They had a couple teams there.
Yeah.
Stupid password again, Steven.
I know. You hate that. Try doing voiceover work with that stupid thing popping up.
Can we just replace this?
Yes. I would love it if you would do that.
We tried reinstalling everything from scratch and it still requires it. So when I grew up, there was a name more prominent than Showtime here in L.A., and it was the Fearsome Foursome.
The Fearsome Foursome.
And everybody knew who you were talking about. And these guys were – it was just synonymous with the L.A. Rams was that we've got the best defensive line in the NFL. And you didn't even know what a defensive line was because you were so little, at least in the case of me. I was so – I'm like 5-6 years old watching football. And what I loved watching about Rams football – was the way that we harassed the quarterback.
Well,
and when I used to watch our quarterback, like Roman Gabriel, he had all sorts of time to throw the ball.
Right.
And I'm like, why aren't those other teams as good as us? While those other teams – that wasn't even it, Steven. While those other teams suck.
Right.
Because I was uneducated in the NFL because I was a kid.
Right.
So it was like, wow, all these other teams suck.
Yeah. No,
we're that
the
good.
The Rams just had Deacon Jones who would slap somebody
and
in the
Merlin
head.
Olsen.
And
I mean, these guys were legendary, Steven.
And these guys just they got after the quarterback. They got after the quarterback.
Rosie Greer.
Yeah.
Lamar Lundy,
And didn't Deacon Jones play in an era where they didn't keep track
they
of sacks?
They did not account for sacks at all. We have no idea how many sacks he accrued in his career. He was literally, Steven, he was a puncher.
I made Jeff laugh because I exaggerated.
You exaggerated over the top. A million. It made me laugh. If he had said a skajillion, I might have laughed harder. Who knows?
Darn it. Exaggerate even more next time.
Fragillion.
But rest in peace.
He died June 3rd, I think it was,
in
his home in Anaheim Hills. 74 years old. There's been some people that have suspected that head injuries would result. But, look, 74 is a life well lived. When he played, 14 season, 6'5", 270, 280, 290 pounds. The guy was a stud. And he's a singer, Steven. I can't even think of the song, although there's a couple people out there that are going a little crazy right now. He actually has a song that was really famous with the band War.
Is it good for? Absolutely nothing. That one?
That's the song War. This was the band War.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway, he's a great singer.
You said song, you said music, you said War, and that's what I went with.
Yeah. But anyways, he's survived by his wife, Elizabeth, and his stepson, Greg. And I thought Sam Farmer did a really nice write-up for the LA Times. Provided a very nice tribute. The New York Times also did a very good job, so I was very happy about that. Richard Goldstein did a nice job. Rest in peace, Deacon Jones. You will never be forgotten. That is the one thing I promise. It's kind of strange that all those guys are no longer with us, Stephen. Merlin Olsen died in 2010, and for an unfortunate generation, he'll be remembered as a nice guy who was on a Little House in the Prairie. They were multifaceted, the Fearsome Foursome. He sang. Merlin Olsen acted. And Touched by an Angel with Michael Landry, you know. Yeah. Yeah. A little Joe from Bonanza. Wow, big stuff here. Anyways.
Rest in peace to the big deacon.
Big deacon.
All right. You've got here Stephen's musings.
Well, I've enjoyed your writing late. Well, and so, and you already commented on one of them, I think.
Yes, that was the Chad Johnson one. Basically, what I've done is it all stemmed from us talking about, remember that quote that Trent Richardson said on his injury? And he said, injury prone is not going to be me.
And my favorite response to that was, injury prone is not going to be me. Someone thought it was a Yoda quote.
Yeah, Yoda's not playing with the Cleveland Browns. So
injury
it is.
Prone him not
so
on.
I went and you said, well, I'm gonna make this website with all the quotes. And you said, put it on our website. And
I
so
wanted
I did.
A picture of him and a little bubble. I had it in my mind. You did it wrong. You did it wrong.
Wow. So here I am. I've done like eight of them. And they've all been wrong.
They're wrong. I didn't want to tell you like this with everyone listening.
Well, there you go.
But
so
there comes a time.
In order for me to get it right.
For God's sake, have Jeff sign off on it. That's all I'm saying. Speaking of great sports plays this week, here hangs my Jozy Altidore jersey from Team USA. Scored the first of two goals in World Cup qualifying yesterday.
Are we talking about Team USA?
Soccer, baby. The rest of the world's football. I love Jozy. Love my Jozy.
You go Jozy way.
Yes! Anyway, so Steve has been writing and hasn't been approving these things, but you don't have to get a permission for the writing, but when there's a creative direction, maybe.
Well, the next one I did, this was the first one that I did after our last show, was Bills head coach on E.J. Manuel. And he said, the quote was, from my standpoint, E.J. Manuel has done better than any of the organizations I've been a part of. And this was Bills coach Doug Marrone. Via the team's official website.
He's done better than all the teams?
Better than any of the other organizations I've been a part of.
So what, has he worked at Chuck E. Cheese? International House of Pancakes?
I said, that's all great, Coach. It's good, but, you know, for you to say that, but shouldn't you wait till we see him in full pads?
Shouldn't we?
In live action before you start giving him accolades like that?
Aren't you throwing organizations under the bus where you've worked before?
I think he was talking about other young quarterbacks.
Well, then he needs to specify.
Yeah, other young quarterbacks within those other organizations. But he worked for the Saints.
That's
where I was going. You know, it's like, I know, you are just really mad at anybody who takes shots at the Saints right now.
They're the only team I've cuddled up with that has gotten me a ring.
Here's a good one that was pretty recent, and it was Brett Favre saying, I was at fault.
Yeah, and then you read the article, and you see him say, I was totally at fault, but so are they.
So I basically just said that about a month ago, President and CEO of the Green Bay Packers, Mark Murphy, said they wanted to have Favre back in the family.
They wanted to retire his jersey.
Right. And so Brett Favre via the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel said, it's over and done with when they asked, you know, about the
past. And Aaron.
He said, it's over and done with. I was at fault. And that was the quote I chose. But then he does go on and say,
thank you.
But
I think it'd be fair to say that we all have things we regret.
We both did things wrong.
There's things we would all do differently.
But really, by him taking at least partial admission of some guilt, he's basically just saying, you know, I want to bury the hatchet. I want to come back to Packerland. I want people to love me in Green Bay again.
Please don't boo me anymore in Green Bay. Because that day when Steven and Jeff were there was a little painful.
Yeah, and if you haven't been out to the website lately, go out. I'm trying to put one of these at least up every day, every other day. Today's was Tony Romo. Mm-hmm. And Tony Romo went to town.
He got in the news for dissing on the news.
And he said, not trying to be rude, but you guys just don't matter. When talking to the media that was assembled for opening day of Cowboys minicamp.
You know what I was said to him?
What?
Bleep you.
Well,
I mean, seriously, if someone says to me, you don't matter.
Let me finish.
I'm working. I'm holding my little, as Peter King said, I've got my, and it wasn't about this, but he was talking about reporters and how resented they are by the people that they're interviewing. They've got their little power bars that they're sticking in their face.
Yeah.
I understand that you may not appreciate me, but you don't have to. It's another thing to say, I don't matter. Well, that's not true.
Well, let me finish. All right. Thank you. As I said, my take was, look, if you woke up this morning you pretty much saw in every media outlet, Tony Romo says to media, you guys don't matter. When the fact of the matter is, here was us, myself included, taking this quote out of context. Tony Romo says in the space and time, if you go out to read the rest of the quote, Jeff, he says, look, you guys are going to write what you're going to write, whether it's positive, whether it's negative. You say the Cowboys are no good. You say the Cowboys are good. You say we look bad. You say we look good. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we still have to open the season and play the New York Giants.
Okay.
We still, as a team, have to go out there and play the game and execute.
It all depends on your punctuation.
Yeah. So, you know, so yeah, you guys can write what you write, but at the end of the day, you just don't matter. That's the quote. But if you look at it anywhere, including on our website, it just looks like he's telling the media,
NFL.com,
you guys just don't matter.
You guys don't matter, in quotes.
See?
NFL.com.
So it wasn't just us. I mean, there's everybody out there.
Tony Romo knows he's a popular talking point in the media, but he doesn't let them affect him. Not trying to be rude, but you guys just don't matter, Romo told reporters at Cowboy Minicamp.
But
that's
keep
the
going.
Whole, that's the whole subheadline.
That's it?
I have to click to see more.
Oh, see, at least
that's misrepresenting.
At least I wrote.
You don't make us click to see more.
Well, to be honest, I made.
We didn't
you
include
click.
More.
No, we did.
Well, we want you to click because we need website clicks.
Exactly.
To sell
that's
our Google ads
and people,
at a half a cent a piece.
Right. So if we're asking you to do, come out to the website every time you visit. It helps us out, and if you don't mind clicking a Google link or two, it's all right. Click the link of our sponsor, Draft Day. That helps out
or
a little
the show
bit too.
Donor.
You can click there. You can always.
What is the status of my video? Speaking of show donors,
I have made it
postable.
Postable friendly, user friendly. Yes.
Did you Vimeo it or something?
No, I just used my own compressor.
Oh, Steven's got his
Kodak.
A self-made Kodak,
yes,
that he's invented, yes. Proprietary software,
yes,
made here.
That way, nobody will be able to see it anywhere, except on our website.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Jeff's like, oh, that's fascinating.
Above and beyond. So we can expect this when, being that I delivered it on time.
Yes. We all know Jeff delivered it on time.
Barely.
Wrong format, wrong size.
I
but you
know
delivered
how,
it on
you
time.
You just said it's a Steven Miranda Kodak that you invented. How on earth do I know how to do this?
Invent anything. Anyways, come out to the website.
When's the video going up?
You will have the video up before my mom gets to town. Because once my mom gets to town, we ain't doing jack.
And mom and sister are coming when?
They'll be here the final week in June.
That's freaking 2.5 weeks from now.
So it'll be up before then.
I'm thinking a few days.
Sunday. Before Sunday.
It's Wednesday, June 12th.
Yes.
3 p.m.
Yes.
Exactly. Pacific time. And he's already got it in that format. Okay.
So. I got lots going on. I
and
do.
I know the girls are out of school. I know you got a lot.
Girls
my kids, you know when they're out of school, you know what they do? They disappear.
Yes.
They actually require less.
Well, and that's great for you, but that's
know,
not
I'm
the case
I'm
for
being,
me.
But at the same time, who's with your kids right now? Who's making sure they're staying out of trouble right now?
They would stay out of trouble even if Kara wasn't there.
But my daughter's with them.
She
right
is.
Now.
She is.
Because she misses them.
See? How nice.
And she's bored.
Are they going to jump in the pool after we're done here?
I got to go home and work.
What? Like, I can't take Kara back home?
Oh, you absolutely can. You can keep her for dinner.
Wow, now I got to make dinner for dinner. All right. Anyways, I love this.
By the way, thank you for seeing my mom last weekend. It meant a lot to her.
Great.
So I talked to her yesterday.
Meant a lot
she
to me,
then
too.
Dumped on me and said, when are you coming to
well,
see me?
Well, when are you going to go see your mom, Jeffrey?
I'm like, wow. So the second my sister and her husband come down to see you, the next thing is, when are you coming?
I don't know if I should even ask this on air because it might not be fair. When's the last time you visited your mom's
house?
As
she pointed out, you haven't seen my new couch. I'm like, actually, Mom, I have. I was there 2 months ago. Maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, there you
but
go.
It's been a while. It's been too long.
Yeah.
Given that she lives in the same geographic proximity.
Yes.
Not in the same town. I'm not
minutes.
A jerk.
It's a 50-minute drive.
It's an hour. I mean, you need to allow an 50 hour.
50 minutes.
You need to allow an hour.
Well, you drive like a turtle?
You know I don't drive like a
turtle. Well, they're 50 minutes.
What if the traffic don't permit me and
well,
I have to drive in the shoulder?
Leave when the traffic is permittable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did. You know what? I love technology. So we were going down, Jeff. I know.
Technology.
But we're going down, Jeff, and Trish is like, there's an accident on the 57. It's backed up all the way from where the 57 meets the 60 all the way up to the 210. Literally red. And I'm like, well, no way. I go down to the 605, yeah. to the 60, come around.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom.
Missed that whole thing. Took me 50 minutes.
50. You got to enunciate better. Sounds like 15.
50. 50. Okay. 50.
Well, that
it
was
took
very
me
well
50 minutes.
Yeah, that was very well said.
There
I just
go.
Don't want anyone to be
50.
Confused.
I want 50, okay? I want to use 50. Like 50 Cent. You don't say 50 Cent. You don't know his name
well,
is.
Well, if you
50
say
it's cent.
50, I might say
it's
15.
50
cents?
Cent.
15 Cent?
Do you even know who 50 Cent is?
He's a guy with the microphone.
Let's move on. Jeffrey, you're concerned about the New Orleans Saints. And you should be. But first of all, I have to ask, are you choosing the Saints again this year?
No.
So you're becoming a Saints fan. You are jumping
as
on
I,
the Saints bandwagon.
No, I have until August to declare my team.
I think
and
that
I
you
do
should
that.
Make them
no.
your official team.
Steven, I'm going to take this pen and jab you so hard with it.
Because I'm
you see this push pin?
Yes.
You're bullying me.
I am bullying you.
I won't take it.
Take the Saints. I want you to have a team.
I've never repeated a team.
Okay, let me tell you.
A lot of and heads up, by the way. Might be time for an NFC East team.
Oh, no. Oh, great. They all do horrible when you pick them. Please, pick anyone other than the Cowboys. As a matter of fact, do me a favor. Pick the Redskins.
Might take the Cowboys.
No, that you are not allowed to do. You said
I
you would
allowed.
Never do that. And you're not allowed.
I am allowed to take whomever I like, but I have to actually root for them.
You do.
And I don't
because
think
you kind of bailed. To be honest, you kind of bailed on the Bucs a little early last year.
I didn't bail. I wasn't with the Bucs last year.
Who were you with
thanks.
Last
I was with
year.
Carolina.
Oh, yeah. You kind of bailed on them a little early,
did
too.
Did I wear my Cam Newton jersey every game?
A couple
yes,
times.
I did.
A couple
every
times.
Home game. Every game that I was able to watch,
you
had I had my Cam Newton jersey
okay,
on.
I think it was the year before you kind of bailed on the Bucs a little early.
You know, that week in London was tough.
Yeah, was did you did it hurt you?
Because I really enjoyed the guys a lot.
Yeah, it was fun. I probably of all of my time in London, that was the best time I had
with a team.
Yes, with a team.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. I really the fact that I had picked them, that they were in London, that we got close with Mark Dominic, with who's the mascot, Captain Fear. That we got close with the mascot. And then met had drinks with Johnson. Who's the quarterback?
Brad Johnson.
Brad, yeah.
No, had, no, not
no,
Brad.
No,
Josh Johnson.
Josh. Johnson. Had
how
drinks with
Brad Johnson. Where did that come
drinks
from?
with Josh.
Yeah.
And gosh, and then Amani Toomer and stuff. I just had a really
Amani Toomer. Where did
no,
Amani
no,
Toomer come
from? No, I'm no. Who's the old guy? Who's the old geezer? Who's got a brother? Rondé Barber.
Yes.
And so many fun guys and a fun team and really liked coach.
Yeah, Raheem Morris.
Ra was just a great guy.
No longer
great
there.
Press conferences. And that week in London is when their season went in the crapper. After about
injuries.
After
injuries.
About 5 minutes into that game at Wembley,
Graham Cracker Crust went down with an injury.
Running
he
back.
He had to change his whole thing.
Backup running back. Fullback.
No, you don't understand. Their main running back was already out. They started with their backup running back.
Okay, but
he
I'm saying
went out.
The starter for the game.
Then they brought in their fullback, and he went out.
The Stanford kid.
Yeah. So it was like.
And again, he was so cool. We had such a great time with, what's his name?
I don't remember. I want to say Kush, but that's
no, it's not it. But Stanford fullback, kid out of Stanford, just terrific young man.
So there you go. So all of that.
So yeah,
so
maybe
I'm
I.
Saying,
but that was still kinda, was week six,
still,
and I didn't go away. I watched a car wreck, Steven.
All right. So now Saints, are you picking them?
I don't pick teams
you got your
twice.
Drew Brees
if
jersey
a,
right there. Look
I love
you.
My Drew Brees jersey.
See,
I love Drew Brees.
And now let me tell you why. Teresa T, listener, long time listener.
No.
To the show. First of all, I want to throw her a shout out and say thank you, T. T sent us a Christmas present.
It's
to
June,
our
Teresa.
Well, you listen.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Because it's actually your fault, bonehead.
Nice. My fault.
T sent us
doubt it.
A Christmas present in a nice box to our P.O. box. Which somebody who has never given me, I don't even know where this P.O. box is, never checked. So
okay,
even though they
why.
Kept putting little stingies in our box saying that we had a box to pick up, we no one ever checked, so no one ever got it.
That's why they never sent me something.
So they finally
Hang on, let me finish
the story. So they finally sent it back to T. Sends me an email. She's like, is your P.O. box not valid anymore? And I'm like, yes. And she's like, well, the Christmas present when I sent you back in December just was returned back to me. So she sent it back. I said, send it to my home address. She sent it back. She sent me an ornament, Dallas Cowboys. I opened my present. Your present is unopened, but what she said is that she took the liberties with your present based on your team from last year.
Okay, so it's a Panthers.
So it's probably Panthers
thing.
Yeah.
Or Steelers because it's her.
That's true, too, which I would have sent you Steelers things.
She might have loaned me to the Steelers. Put me on loan.
There you go.
Teresa, thank you. But here's the thing, Steven. You know exactly where that post office box is because I sent you a photo, map directions, and gave you a key. And literally took a photo. Shut up. Took a photo of the mailbox because the exact location of the mailbox.
Okay. I don't deny that you've probably done all of that stuff for
you.
Because
no, I did
you
it
need
for
that stuff.
You.
I've never received a key. I've never
you have
the
only other key.
Okay, we need to.
I have a key
off
on
air.
My key ring.
I never got a key, so we'll.
You acknowledge that you took possession of it. It is in closer proximity. You did, but it was like 4 years ago. It's closer to my house because James was our little love slave,
right?
And we would have him. It was closer to his house.
I understand,
and he would check the mail. But you had the other key. So here's the thing. We don't have a James, and he's doing great. For all the people that have, which is no one, wondered about James, he's doing great. He's in the Bay Area working for an auto magazine, and he's doing fantastic.
He sent me a text the other day saying he misses us.
He should miss us. Yeah, my goodness.
I miss him, too.
So Suki's doing great. So to Teresa, here's the thing.
Thank you very much.
What happened was this. The U.S. Postal Service has upgraded P.O. boxes now. They've gotten electronic. If you get a letter, they send you an email. Well, we don't get a lot of mail.
No.
So, which is good, because instead of checking your mailbox once a week, you can check it whenever you get a letter.
Yeah, an email.
What if you get a package? Oh, well, that's different.
You don't
they don't have a mechanism. I'm guessing that when they put a letter in your mail slot, that person knows to go ahead and activate the thing.
Right.
But if it's a package, that goes to a different bunch of people, I'm assuming, and I would bet you money. So they never sent me an email saying that there was a letter, because there wasn't. There was a package.
Right.
So apparently you have to check for packages still every week. But you don't have to check for letters. They'll notify you about that. So another failure of our beautiful government. Thanks, but Teresa, you're the best. Always will be the best.
Really appreciate that. That was very nice of you, Teresa. And I usually do not put colored ornaments other than gold on my Christmas tree, but you can guarantee that this one will go up with pride.
Why the color gold?
Because our Christmas tree I'm kind of like the traditional silver and gold, silver and gold. Makes me so happy to see silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree.
Never heard this song.
Yeah, because you don't watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But anyways, that's
because
where I got
a freaking hour long. And
it's a great show,
and it's
man.
It's tragic.
It teaches you that you shouldn't be mean to people that don't look like you. How about that? Maybe if we had more people watching it.
Maybe I'm not mean to people that don't look like me.
I'm just not saying you.
You said.
I'm just
maybe
saying
you. You. Breaking news out of Foxborough, Massachusetts. New England Patriots
they
quarterback
cut him?
Tom Brady on Wednesday gave a thumbs up on the team's acquisition of Tim Tebow, saying he wasn't at all concerned about the media spotlight that shines
Tim Tebow's
on the lightning.
Got nothing to be concerned about
this
Tim
is a,
Tebow taking
this
job.
This is ESPN Boston reporting, quote, the lightning rod quarterback, adding it's been a fun couple days with his new teammate at minicamp. I don't worry much these days, Brady told reporters. I've been around long enough to see the different kinds of things going, trades, people cutting, guys going on the team, and all the media speculation around it. Basically, they're saying nobody wants to talk to Tom, and Tom couldn't be happier.
Right.
Isn't that what he's really saying?
Probably.
I walk off the practice field, nobody cares. I go straight to the locker room. Woohoo! I'm out early. Shower.
That's awesome.
Giselle and I are having a nice dinner, and, you know,
Okay, I'm glad you went to that, but you still haven't told us why you're concerned about the Saints.
Well, as you know, we're rebuilding our defense.
Ah, Victor Butler's injury. Torn
Thank
ACL.
You. Thank
out
for you.
The rest of the, Thank out for the rest of the year.
Thank
well, you know what I got to say to Victor Butler? That's what you get for going to the Saints.
For leaving
the
Cowboys.
For leaving the Cowboys.
All comes back to the Cowboys. See? I wonder how my son learned this. Uncle Steven. Uncle Steven.
Your son's in college now. He's a grown man.
He is.
He's
not
got
a
beard.
Man.
He's got
he
this has, beard.
He shaved his beard. You wouldn't even recognize
him.
Did
he shave
like
it?
10.
Oh, because he started
He's going to get carded now.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet he looks really young.
He does. Yeah. He buzz cut his hair.
Wow.
And he shaved his beard. So he's just like, he's just a little zippy the pinhead now. But
so
yeah.
when do I get to take his money at cards again?
Dude, he is up for that every freaking night. Except last night.
Why last
This
night?
Is really bad.
Uh-oh.
He skipped Ultimate Frisbee last night.
Why?
Because he found out that there was a way that he and Nick could play Pokemon.
Pokemon?
The video game.
Pokemon.
Of the card game.
Really?
And he, according to his mother, who's his carpool buddy.
Yes.
He couldn't wait to get home. This is a 19-year-old man, as Steven said, who looks like he's, you know, 50 with his beard. Who, his childhood best friend, he's a great Ultimate Frisbee player. He lives to play Ultimate Frisbee. He bailed on Ultimate Frisbee to play Pokemon. Because he wanted to go back in the Wayback Machine, basically.
I am so giving him crap. Did you say Pokemon?
I only guessed it because Didi said there's some video game that they were so excited about playing that they had to go find Nintendo 64 or something to play it. But they had found this. Somebody maybe at work had found it, maybe his boss. I don't know.
You gotta let him know I got a Nintendo 64, by the way.
Yeah, well, but it also plays on the Wii.
Oh, okay.
And we have a Wii in the dungeon somewhere. And so, yeah.
But wait a minute. So did you say Pokemon?
I heard Nick say Pikachu, so I assumed that we were talking about Pokemon.
That's just awful.
So these two college kids are wasting their life. But, yeah, Steve, just bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news
I feel
out
sorry
of New Orleans.
I do. I think that's bad. Because I think he had a good chance of you know,
he was going to be the guy. Rob Ryan was going to go in there with his defensive acumen and turn him into basically the monster.
I hear you.
That was going to restore this defense to greatness.
I feel you.
Because you've been there.
Yeah.
And it's just, it bums me out.
I think you need to officially just come out and declare your allegiance to the New Orleans Saints. Stop beating around the bush. Stop pussyfooting around in the middle of the line. Just do it.
Steven, I'm not going to, but I would. I like the city of New Orleans. I love the food.
I'm telling
you. I love the people.
Do it.
And I love the
team.
Oh,
by the way,
don't love the stadium.
We need to talk. We need to talk off air. Just remind me before you walk out the door. I will walk you to your car. We need to talk. We need to talk.
Okay. So basically,
he's pretty
remind. Remind me to talk to Steven.
Okay, I'll remind you to talk to Steven
in 15 minutes.
When would you like to be reminded?
15 minutes.
Here's your reminder.
Confirmed.
Okay. I'll remind you.
Thank you, Siri.
Oh, gosh.
And the new Siri voice sounds great.
I know.
Sounds really good. I don't know if I'll go check her, dude.
Siri still kind of sounds robotic.
Did you hear the new voice?
I want Siri to
Did you hear
not
the new Siri
robotic.
Voice? You don't even know about the new Siri voice.
No, I've not heard the new Siri
Okay.
voice.
Okay. In iOS 7 coming out this fall, there's
a new
voice
about
for Siri.
I heard about iOS 7, and I heard
there's
that it kind of looks
male
like Windows
and
8.
Female voice. It's Windows 8 and Android, all if they had sex, they'd come up with this.
Cool. Is that what they can
Pretty
with?
Much. Okay, it's right. Since Steve Jobs is dead, they can do stuff.
They can.
I didn't say it out
Steve
loud.
Steve Jobs is dead. Let's make some stuff. What if Windows 8 and Android had a baby?
Well, no.
iOS 7.
What are they doing that's cool?
Yeah.
Let's steal. I mean, why is it only one way that – why is stealing only go one way? I mean
– Why is only people stealing from us?
Everybody should be stealing from each other, and that drives innovation. I'm a big fan of stealing from the competition.
Steal.
So Victor Butler, ACL, tear. I'm not taking the Saints as my team this year, but I may go ahead and take the Cowboys just to crap all over them. That's
dude,
not going to happen.
I would be
– But I could be
I would
persuaded
punch
to
you
take
in the
Redskins.
I would punch you in the gut.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. So he was going to be the big ass Sam linebacker in Rob New 3-4 scheme, and
I do feel sorry for the kid because he had
and the Saints, dude.
I don't feel sorry for the Saints. I feel sorry for Victor.
This team's defense was 32nd in the NFL.
They were bad. Trust me, they were in the good and the bad and the ugly last season.
Yes,
they were the Saints defense. Was permanently
U-G-L-Y
in my ugly section.
You ain't got no alibi. You ugly.
Yeah, they were ugly.
Speaking of injuries, Steven, Michael Crabtree, Crab Money Tree, has gone down, and I just this last weekend finally watched the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I
took you that long to get over it.
No. Oh, no, I won. What do you mean get over it? Yeah, okay. I won.
Then I don't know what.
No, I just hadn't gotten around to it.
Oh, okay.
It's not get over, it's get around.
Oh, too. Basically they took away your receiver and you needed to.
As Steven knows, I've, by necessity, my DVR player, it went from one of two stages, unplugged and behaving as one would expect, unplugged. Or two, a jet engine is trying to take off on top of my dresser in my bedroom. So I usually chose the former, unplugged and silent, rather than the jet plane that did nothing.
Unplugged and silent
is better than the jet plane that does nothing. Yeah. So Dish, though, being the cut, I really like Dish Network a lot, always have. Supposedly they're a crappy company to work for. Mm-hmm. The owner's a mean SOB. Don't care.
But you love them.
I do. Because they're a little cheaper than DirecTV, and I think they do a little bit more, and their Hopper thing is freaking cool, and they're not paying me to say this. I've been a customer for 20-some years.
Well,
but so DirecTV, here's the thing. So they came out. Do you know about the Hopper thing?
Well, I think DirecTV is.
It records all your primetime programming, and then it skips DirecTV all the commercials for you.
They have the genie.
You don't even have to do the thing.
They have the genie.
I've seen is that Dion dressed up again? Is that the genie?
No, that's not Dion. No. It's called their new box is called the Genie.
Okay.
And I think it's what the Hopper is.
Okay. Which is really cool.
And
I want to know why I can't hop around other stations. Why it's only primetime programming that I can skip commercials at will.
Because they probably have a deal with those stations.
But they paid the networks money?
Yep. Probably.
Since we're not going to watch or show any of your commercials. Yep. But the first 2 seconds and then blip blip you're back to your show. It's like, whoa, yeah. You don't even use the 30 second. Oh, crap, I went too far back 10. Oh, I went too far again. You just beep, beep, beep. It happens, and TV is seamless. Very cool. But so they took it away. They took it away because I had to get a new one.
And you got a new one.
And so I finally, the wife was getting on my back. She's such a nag.
Yeah.
She thinks she can just make this really good income and I should do something.
Yes.
Okay. I resent that. I'm not too ashamed to say that.
All right.
So, you know, this crap that's just been laying here for weeks, we
do something.
Do something with it.
Did you notice that I started to clean up the rave cave?
No, I noticed when I came in and sat down, my feet tipped over this boom that is brand new.
Yeah. Why are you?
That's where my feet go.
Well, that's where my iPad goes when I do my voiceover work.
Yeah.
Just slide it in there.
Why didn't you work on your side of the room?
Because I need the air blowing on me.
Why didn't we put you here in the first place?
I've just tried.
You had the view of James. You could talk to people in the other room. I couldn't.
See?
I have suffered silently for years.
Yes.
I have suffered silently.
I need to check my fuel, man. Hold on 1 second.
I'm
over 2,000, babe. With a walk around the Rose Bowl today, I'll be well over 3. All right. What the heck is that?
Mine's a flex fit. Okay, I'm only 20% towards my goal today.
Ooh, you got a lot of work to do, man.
A little two dots. Mine's much more subtle than your flex band, which basically says, "Hello, neon sign!" Can you make it say, "My blank is awesome"?
All right. Besides Michael Crabtree, are there any other injuries?
Hey, so the point is, I'm watching the Super Bowl finally because I have to throw out the receiver recorded.
We're back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and so
did you throw it out?
Not yet.
Okay,
you want it?
Don't
you can
throw
have
it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I want.
Do you want to salvage a 250 meg hard drive?
prop the hard drive out.
250 megs.
Because it'll tell me everything about you, what you record, what you don't record.
I don't record porn.
It's in there.
I put that on a flash drive. Everybody does.
Everybody.
No, I don't even. I don't. I don't, no, even, I don't even know where porn is.
No, I am. One of my hobbies this summer is.
One of my hobbies. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm supportive.
I don't know if you know this. I love model trains. Love them. Love them. Love them. Love them. Love them.
I kind of knew that.
Have a model train in storage that I've never built, only because I've never had time. Why?
Just waiting for the point.
Well, the point is, I am.
Why you need my old DBR?
So I'm going to build the model train, and I'm going, and the city that I'm going to build it in is going to be all built out of electronic components,
motherboards
and stuff,
daughter boards,
and then I'm going to put together like a little building with a Times Square display monitor,
like your flex fuel band.
Yeah, exactly. It's you could see stuff, and it's going to be like a.
And where are you going to put this thing?
Over there,
over
on the other side of the rave cave.
He's pointing to the cave. He's pointing to the cave that is mine too.
Yeah,
mine too.
You never go to that side. You never go to that side of the cave.
There's this computer running Windows over there that scares me.
Exactly. So you never go to that side.
It scares me. The printer's over there. Sometimes I do.
Sometimes I must walk to the printer.
Sometimes I do. So. On the injury, so longer story, much shorter now. Upon watching the Super Bowl, the loss of Michael Crabtree cannot be overstated.
He'll be back, though. It's not like he's gone.
He's
all
out
year.
For the season. I'm sorry. It's
for
like
a
he's
year?
Gone all season.
No.
He ruptured his Achilles.
No.
Stevie, dude.
Where have I
get
been?
With I don't know. Building thinking about model trains? I don't know. Yes.
No.
Ruptured Achilles. Out for the season, period, full stop, end of story. It's a huge deal, Steven. That's why when we were having lunch with Jordan and he's like, who do they have at wide receiver? And I said, and I rattled off, you know, Delanie Walker, some of these guys, and he's like, I never heard of him. I'm like, well, that's not on me. That's on you, dude, because they have guys. They had Randy Moss last year who was only a catch or two a game, but it was always in a critical moment.
Yeah.
And they got Anquan Boldin and, you know.
I never heard that he was out for the season.
Yeah,
with
dude.
His Achilles.
Mike Crabtree, 5/23/13, out for season, out for start of training camp, questionable to play 2013.
Yeah, I don't think he's. I don't think they've committed.
They have
that
not
he's
ruled him out, but he is
season.
Questionable
he's
for
gonna,
the season.
I think he's going to miss all of training camp, and he
Duh.
Might miss the first month of the season. And he'll be back by mid-October.
Out for training camp and preseason, then for sure.
Yeah.
Out for beginning of season.
Season, yeah.
But
his value to this
offense, there's almost no piece of this offense that can't be, that doesn't have some redundancy built in.
I'm gonna draft him in like the 16th round of draft, fantasy draft, just to have him, sit him on my bench.
Dude. So I'm just here to say that the loss of Mike Crabtree cannot be overstated to this offense. His relationship and chemistry with Colin Kaepernick was ridiculous.
It was. They grew to be.
I mean, I've been telling people whoever it is who would listen that Crabtree did not like Alex Smith, primarily because he could not put the ball in as precise a location as Michael would have liked.
Right.
My first day at training camp with the 49ers several years ago was the first day that Crabtree played practice in the NFL. Because remember, he held out for a while and stuff.
Right.
He's in on a practice, and Alex Smith throws up what I like to call hospital makers,
yeah.
Which is over the middle, up too high, where you have
right.
to extend.
Let's see. Let me see.
Are you
here.
Listening to me at
I
all?
Am.
Over
I
the
am.
Top, too high.
Hay
what
makers.
Happens when a
yes.
hospital maker,
hospital
not a haymaker.
Okay.
So you're not listening. And he threw one of those hospital makers, which wide receivers hate. They go catch them because they're studs.
Yes.
But sure enough, his legs got taken out, and he landed right on his back.
He got injured. I remember.
And he got injured.
I quoted you in Fantasy Football Buddies.
Thank you.
Yeah. For
thank
injury.
You.
Injury report from San Francisco training camp.
Never liked Alex Smith after that.
But what I'm doing, Jeffrey, is I'm looking at the rest of the receivers on this roster.
Mario Manningham.
Who is out hurt.
Yeah.
And he may not be available for the
Anquan Boldin.
Anquan Boldin.
And A.J.
There.
Jenkins.
And A.J. Jenkins.
And Kyle Williams.
They
and Kyle Williams
in,
hurt,
they brought
too.
In Kasim Osgood, Kyle Williams.
And, yes, we're not forgetting Vernon Davis, but he is a tight end.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's a hell of a catching tight end, and he is his favorite target. But he's still a tight end. He run blocks. Frank Gore is not good.
It may be time to make amends with T.O. and bring him back to San Francisco.
Jeez Louise.
It may be. I mean, you just said goodbye to Randy Moss. He got a little bit of
and
service
they
from him.
They got great service from
they
him.
They did. So maybe
three plays a game. Makes a difference. It makes the defense have to be honest because you've got this guy who stretches the field and you can always go deep.
Maybe you bring T.O. in.
Yeah.
Give him a shot.
That's a fascinating point of view, Steven. I don't know if I would if I was Jimmy. But, hey, we'll see what they do there in San Francisco. But I feel badly about the money.
They need
injury
wide
front.
Receivers. They're not. If, in fact, Manningham isn't due back till the week four
ever
or five.
This
and,
season.
And Crabtree does indeed wind up. His injury starts making it look like he's going to be out all year. You need to just. You cannot go into the season with only Anquan Boldin as the stud on the team.
Okay, give me more injury updates, my friend.
Yes,
we're running out of time.
We are
quickly,
running out of time
as we
real quickly.
We would.
Ben Roethlisberger says his knee is okay, and if he had to play Sunday, he would be ready to play. And I'm just saying, Big Ben, listen to me, dog. This is what's keeping you injured.
We've seen
all year long.
We've seen you do this in years gone by.
Yeah.
If I can, I will.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
Okay.
Get 100%, dude. Before
get
you get
90%.
Back.
Okay.
95. Can we
but
say 95?
Big Ben at 60% is not a very good quarterback.
No, he hobbled.
We've seen him up close and
like
personal.
Like a hobbit.
He's
and
horrible.
That's not good. Hobbits do not make good.
He's too
football
big.
Players.
He's so big that he's just like when a giant tree falls in the woods, it does make a sound.
I still
it's
have
ben
that video
ben of us in San Francisco.
Of us in San Francisco, of him walking off the field.
Yes.
I've got it right there. And
he can barely walk.
Not good.
He said Tuesday he'll be ready to begin training camp July 26. Quote, it feels great. I've been off crutches for a couple days now and moving around pretty good. I think I could play Sunday if I had to.
Good for Big Ben. Ed Reed,
with
his hip injury for the Houston Texans, blaming quarterback Tom Brady for the kick heard round the world. How about that? That's why I'm so kind of buggy with my hip, because Tom Brady kicked me.
Kicked me in the nuts.
And you know what? I didn't want to believe it because everybody was like beating me. Like, Tom Brady really kicked him. I was like, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. And I went
you
back
were
and saw
that?
It. No, I was like, he didn't.
When
kick
you went
him.
Back and looked at it,
then
you
when
said
I went
he
back.
Was.
Yeah.
I still say he was not.
Oh, no, he kicked him.
He apologized.
Yeah, he did, which means he kicked
him. I don't know how intentional it was. I can knock you over and not mean to and say I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because it was my fault.
Yes.
But I don't know that Brady really was aiming for his nuts.
Was he aiming to kick him? Probably not. But the intent of I'm putting my leg up there to.
You really don't know. You really don't know. You think you know, but you don't know.
And here's the key.
And you never will.
Never will. Josh Gordon, wide receiver for the Cleveland
Josh
Browns.
Josh! Master of the universe. Flash
not
Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
Josh Gordon.
Josh
okay.
Gordon. Suspended for 2 games.
Hey, Steven, pass the purple drink.
He didn't do purple drink.
Okay. Well, he's had fun with codeine in the past.
But this codeine was a
this codeine was different? Wait, I've got an alert on my phone.
Yeah, it's telling
talk
me
to Steven.
Can you postpone it for 5 minutes?
I'm on it. I clicked.
Yeah, this is great.
This is awesome radio. I'll make it 10 minutes from now.
Josh Gordon was suspended because of codeine, right?
Yes, that's why he was suspended this time.
But it wasn't
and the last time.
But it wasn't purple drink.
It
was codeine that came from medication that he got for strep throat.
Josh! Stop drinking the purple drink. No, see, what happened was I had strep throat, and my doctor gave me a stuff for my strep throat that happened to have codeine in it.
You see what happened?
Yeah, that's why I got kicked out last year, but this year's kicking out is totally different. It's just the same substance.
Gordon said Policy terms are strict about unintentional ingestion, but the NFL has not imposed a maximum punishment in light of the facts of my case. Therefore, I have chosen to be immediately accountable for the situation. I sincerely apologize for the impact on my teams, coaches, and Browns fans. I look forward to working hard in training camp and preseason and contributing when I return immediately in week 3.
Josh!
God. For those who don't get that reference, friends, Flash Gordon, YouTube, and you will see it and you will laugh at us. Thank you. We're running out of time, Steve. I got to get to work.
Yes, you do. Got to get really to work. Soon. Just one more thing.
But we have more than one thing written down.
We'll talk. We'll save the last one for next show. But right now, Geno Smith asked if he was coming to California to Jets West.
Where in California?
Southern California.
Where in Southern California? We're in Orange County.
Where are you, hometown of Jeff Ellis?
Mission Viejo High School. Fight on to win the game.
Go all the way. Hey, we are the Scarlet and the Gold.
Ever strong, our banners fold, and we're going to win this ball game.
Beat the Toro, El Toro.
Please beat El Toro down. Yeah.
Okay.
The Toro.
Jeffrey, hold on.
The Toro. El Toro. In English, it's the
Mark
Toro.
Mark Sanchez, for the last several years, have had kind of like a get-together for Jets teammates, invited all the Jets teammates to come out, work out with him at a private kind of mini
His
camp.
High school alma mater.
Yes.
Fishville High School.
And they asked Geno today if he was going to come, and all he said was, no comment.
What a day.
Really, Geno? What? Are you kidding me right
now? Newsflash, Geno. You're the new kid on the block.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
He's being that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Now, I don't know. They asked him if he was going to come to Jets West. I don't know if he knows what that is or not. You know, I'm kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, what
here.
If he thought it was a club?
Yeah.
No comment.
No comment, yeah.
I don't know what to say here, and the media tends to blow things out of proportion if you give the wrong answer.
Right.
So I'm going to go all... Who's that out of the IRS for? Linda Lois Lerner. I got to go on Lois Lerner and take the fifth.
No comment. So that is one possibility, but the other possibility is I don't want to comment on that because I'll be damned I'm going to California to work out with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, that'd be horrible to leave balmy New York for lovely South Orange County.
I don't know.
Where you're 10 minutes from the beach and all you
I'm
always
saying
have.
Is the media has been hard on Geno Smith. It's because the dude brings it on himself. I'm just saying.
Geno, I sat with y'all in New York. I thought you're kind of a douche. And, show me I'm wrong.
I'm just saying.
Is all. Show me I'm wrong. That's what I'm asking for.
Show Jeff, please.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
I'm Steven Miranda. And you've
Thanks
been
for
listening.
Listening
to NFL Rants and Raves. See you next week.
Peace, love, and juice bars.
Or the week after.
Or, you know, before that.
Or that's the intro.
Oh, doggone it.
You're killing me, Smalls!